Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel out here in West Texas. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. Offer unto you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. We offer unto you the sacrifices of joy.
Lord Jesus, we just come before you again today. And we thank you, Lord, for another day, for another time, for another opportunity, Lord, that we may come before you, that we may hear the messages that you have for us today, that we may incorporate them into our lives. And we do this because we love you, Lord Jesus. And your words are true. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him higher. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Higher. Lift Jesus higher, lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lift him up, lift him up, lift him higher. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, lift him higher. Lift him higher than he's ever been before. Lift him up, praise his name, all ye people. Lift him higher than he's ever been before.
Praise the Lord.
Wake, O Israel, put off thy slumber, for the sun shall make you free. For out of Zion comes my Redeemer in the year of Jubilee. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, oh hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Of much affliction I have chosen thee, behold, and so for iron I give you silver, and for brass I give you gold. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Oh, hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Jehovah Jireh,
my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, his grace is sufficient for me. My God shall supply all my needs, according to his riches in glory. He will give his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer. Today's a beautiful day. Today's the day that I had to look at me. Ooh, I heard that. I had to look at me because there are so many times in my life, and so many times every day, that I try to do things my way. And if I try to do things my way, by myself, without any kind of assistance, the same as with anybody else, how much are you going to get done? Think about it. Sweep the floor, but do it without a broom. Put a screw into a piece of metal, but do it with your fingers. Change a tire, but do it without a lug wrench or a jack. We have multipliers to assist us to do things. We got vacuum cleaners. We've got brooms. We've got wrenches. We've got drills. We've got all these multipliers that assist us each and every day. Because if we tried to do these different things on our own, by ourselves, with what we were born with, we wouldn't accomplish a thing. But how many times do we still try to do that? How many times do we know that we're supposed to do 1, 2, 3, but in our mind we should do 1, 3, 2, then maybe go back to something else? Because we're trying to do it our way and on our own. Now, if we turn over to Ephesians and we apply this in our spiritual beings, go over to 6:11. Which most people already know this. Especially in this ministry, we go over it a lot. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may withstand, that ye may stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the day of evil. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Would we want to go out and do things for the Lord? We need to be prepared. We need to be ready. Because on our own, without Jesus Christ and without the Holy Spirit, we are nothing. It tells us to prepare. Yet how many times, and I've been guilty of this, do I go out unprepared? Or somebody says something that triggers me, and instead of delivering the gospel, I go floating off into someplace else. That I don't give them the word that God has given me to give them. That's being unprepared. That is not showing the love of Jesus Christ to those who need it. And there's only one person's fault in any of that, and it rests with us. It is our fault when we're not prepared, no matter what undertaking it is we are going out for. To be prepared in the Lord, you need to study His Word. You need to read His Word. You need to understand His Word. And if there's something in the Word that you don't understand, go before the ministers. Go before those in the ministry. If you need to, email, phone call. All resources are available, but find out the truth. Find out the answer to your question. Just like I always had an instructor that said, the only dumb question is the one that's not asked. If you want the truth is out there. The truth can be yours. The Lord has given it to us in a book. You can get the book online and read it at your leisure on your computer. You can get it on a smartphone and the same thing. Or you can go down to the store and spend a few dollars and actually get a paper copy of it. The King James Version of the Bible is available everywhere and practically in every single language around the world. The only excuse for people not knowing it's there is because Christians have not done their job. I don't want to hear when I stand before the Lord that I did not do my job to the best of my ability. And I don't think anybody else here does either. So let's get into the Word. Let's study His Word. Let's not stand on our own righteousness. Let's not stand without His armor being put on. It's not our armor. It's knowledge. The knowledge that He provides us through His Word is what strengthens us, what gives us power, what allows us to operate as He would have us operate. Amen.
Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye can stand against the devil. For ye know it's not flesh and blood that ye wrestle. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye can stand against the devil. For ye know it's not flesh and blood that ye wrestle. Put on the whole armor of God that ye can stand against the devil. For ye know it's not flesh and blood that ye wrestle. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
Praise the Lord. All right. Wow, there are people out there. All right. Praise God. The armor of God. See, it's His armor. And we can be in that armor by faith. It's not something that each of us has just laying around, but when you're part of that body of Christ, you can dwell in that place by faith. And like Bob said, without Christ, we can do nothing. Not a thing. No thing. Now, there are things I can do.
Really?
Yeah, none of them are of God. None of them are good. None of them are really going to work out for my benefit if I'm looking for eternal salvation and eternity with Christ. Life. There's nothing that I can do or you can do or he can do that's going to get you there. But with Christ, all things are possible. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. It's that simple. So these things that you do, the place where you dwell in Christ. You can do His work with Him. You do all that by faith. And that's pleasing to Him. Gosh, He's happy when we get it right. He's well pleased when we do what we're supposed to do. I know Davey a few times has said that it's something like, maybe Davey could help me out. It's something like He's pleased when you do right, but not disappointed when you don't, because He knows your heart and He knows where you're at. Did I get that right, Davey?
Close enough for jazz.
All right. And that's freeing. I mean, you don't have to be afraid to fail. There's no reason to be afraid. Turn to the something just popped in my head. Mark, I think it's 9:24. Let me go over to Mark. Yeah, Mark 9:23. This is the story about the father who had the son that was vexed with devils. And he brought him to the apostles, I believe, and they couldn't do anything about it. And the father tells Jesus, you know, how long this has been going on and what's been happening. And Jesus at 23 says unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Now that's something that Ricky brought up in his service today is, you know, battling that unbelief. It's not trying to believe more that's really going to move you in the right direction. It's getting rid of all that trash that's separating you from God. It's that unbelief, that doubt. Now some days, well, a lot of days, let's not say some, a lot of days, I'm not sure if my faith is riddled with doubt and unbelief, or whether or not, by grace, my doubt is riddled by faith. Now think about that. I mean, they go hand in hand. We got both of them. Now, which one's winning that war? In you, in your heart. All too often, it's that unbelief and that doubt. It's putting up that wall between me and Christ. Faith is a gift. It's a gift from God. It's not in our hands, so you can relax about that. It's His faith. There is one thing you can do. You see that over in Romans, where you see faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you're not sure you got that faith, if you're doubting, go and read the Bible. Study, prepare, study to show thyself approved before men or before God. Learn. It's there. It's written down for you. It's not a mystery. lot of times we get into this spot where we think that faith has something to do with our feelings. I mean, we get stuck there. And it's not quite as blatant as, well, if it feels good, then it must be right. Because, yeah, I mean, gosh, we say that and we think, oh, yeah, that's stupid, I know. But it's that underlying, under the surface sort of feeling that you get, that you end up believing instead of God, that leads you down the path towards your flesh. And in your flesh, you're not in that armor of God. You're not in Christ. You're not believing. And you don't have faith in anything but yourself. So looking at yourself and examining, taking every thought captive, and honestly looking at where you are, comparing your thoughts to the Word, checking with your ministers, with your disciples, with those in authority, as to whether or not what you're thinking, what ideas you think are great, actually are, is a good thing for you. Without doing that, being left to our own devices, unfortunately, every single one of us will wind up, well, I guess I can't make it an absolute. Most of us would wind up in eternal hellfire and damnation. There may be somebody that gets it right and gets themselves right with God. But that's not the rule. That's the exception. And we see those exceptions throughout the Word. And you can read about those stories and you can see how they struggled with these same things that we are. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. We're all people. We've all been made by the same Creator. We've all got these same hang-ups. The same hang-ups that Adam had. You have. The same hang-ups that Eve had. You have. Nothing's changed, and neither has the way out. Because from the beginning, the Lord had a plan. From the beginning, He's been working that plan. From the beginning, there's been folks that joined the Lord, said, I want to be part of that plan. And He's welcomed them. And there's also been the folks that didn't want nothing to do with it. You need to stop making this so blasted hard. Because it isn't hard. It's simple. Love God with all your heart, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself.
Every move I make in you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you.
Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your grace has captured me. Oh my God, this grace, how can it be? La 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 la. Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your grace has captured me. Oh my God, this grace, how can it be? La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, most of y'all here, well, everybody here, and most of those listening that know me know that I live off-grid. And somebody might say, what's off-grid mean? It means I don't live on the power grid. I use solar panels. And I was thinking, scripture verse in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, that basically says that the invisible things of God are manifest by the things we see. Everything about God, everything about Jesus Christ, is seen in nature. God reveals it. It reveals the Trinity through H2O and the different dispensations of God showing himself through H2O, solid, liquid, gas. Yet it's all water. Doesn't matter if it's ice, doesn't matter if it's steam, doesn't matter if it's liquid water, it's all water. It's God. God revealed himself as the Father. He revealed himself as the Son when he came and lived in that body produced by Mary and the Holy Spirit. God was in him. We're to be in Christ as God was in Christ. Think of that a minute. We're to be in Christ as God is in Christ. And God has made it possible to do that. He couldn't do it. We couldn't do it when he was a man. Only God could. The spiritual came into the natural. I hope somebody can hear this. I know what I'm saying right now. The spiritual came into the natural. But through Christ and his death and resurrection, the natural can now live in the spiritual. God made it happen. He made a way. And since, what's this got to do with living off grid? I look out here and I see the sunshine. And when the sun shines, I'm happy. Because that means it's hitting my solar panels. And solar panels are making power. And the power is loading up my batteries. So when I need that power, I got that power. Amen?
Amen.
But when it gets cloudy, solar panels don't put out much power. Sometimes none at all. Of course, at night they don't. And my batteries begin to droop. and they begin to go down, and they begin to get weak. And when I go to put on the coffee maker, gotta have coffee, you know. All of a sudden the inverter goes beep, 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 beep. That's something you don't want to hear. It's not a good sound. So, what am I trying to say? If anybody can't figure it out, let me make it for you. Faith is a solar panel. But faith needs God to give power to the batteries. Amen? And when you let doubt, which are clouds, get between you and God, guess what happens? Yeah, solar panels don't get the power. And the batteries don't work. And you can't work. And you go into default mode. But I learned a trick. And when those batteries get low, and they just don't want to start up the inverter, I go out and start the generator. And the generator kicks in those batteries and makes everything work. So I have found that if I'm in the Word, and I'm in the Word daily, the sun shines on the solar panels. That's me. Which builds the batteries, which is faith, which produces the power for the inverter to do the works of God. But if I get out of the Word, I get out of prayer, the clouds come rolling in. And I start getting weak. And then I got a generator. I got to go turn on the generator. If I don't let pride get in my way, I'll fall on my face, cry out to the Lord, say, Lord, help my unbelief. Help me, Lord, get going again. And you pull on that cord and the generator starts. And the batteries are built up, and then the clouds go away, and you're back in the sun again. God made it possible by Him entering into the body of a man called Jesus, a perfect man without sin, born of the woman, and by the Spirit of God. He made it possible that we who are sinners by faith can live in Him. No man is justified by the flesh. No man is justified by the law. By the law we're all under the curse. And the law is another type of cloud. It is a cloud that separates us from the love and the power of God. When we allow ourselves to get to justifying ourselves under the law, we always fail. Because no one today can follow the whole law. Now somebody out there listening to this may say, you don't know what you're talking about. I follow the law perfectly. And then I'll say, really? When was the last time you went to Jerusalem and sacrificed an animal on the altars of the temple? All you Jews out there, you don't follow the law. You've made an excuse because the temple is gone. You've made an excuse you don't have to. And you fool yourself into thinking you're still following the law. You Pentecostals, you holiness people, you think you're following the law. But you're breaking the law. Every day you break the law. Therefore, you're under the curse. There's only one hope. Whether you be Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, Pentecostal, it makes no difference. There's only one hope for all of us, and that's the faith of Christ. And that faith of Christ in us to believe Him. It's His power. It's His faith. He gave us a faith to believe in Him, but His faith makes us believe on Him. And when we believe on Him, we believe Him. And if He says you're unrighteous under the law, because you can't do everything in the law, then you believe it. And you give that up and take on the righteousness which is of God, which is a free gift by Jesus Christ. He paid for it. He paid for it. Let's receive it. Let's use it. Let's not frustrate the grace of God. Let's not frustrate the love of God. Let's not frustrate the great mercies that God has for us by trying to take credit on our own for what He has done for us. Amen.
Awake now.
Hope is not in this life, nor this passing world's reward. But my hope is in a life that will never fade. Hope is in you, Jesus, risen King, ascended Lord. Even death itself could not hold you in the grave. And Jesus, you've gone before us, and your faithfulness never fails. In the darkness you reassure us, you're our anchor within the veil. Hope is not in this life, nor this passing world's reward. But my hope is in a life that will never fade. My hope is in you, Jesus, risen King, ascended Lord. Even death itself could not hold you in the grave. And Jesus, you've gone before us, and your faithfulness never fails. In the darkness you reassure us, you're our anchor within the veil. Jesus, you've gone before us, and your faithfulness never fails. In the darkness you reassure us, you're our Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see We wanna see. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see. We wanna see. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. Step by step we're moving forward. Little by little taking ground. Every prayer's a powerful weapon. Strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. We wanna see Jesus lifted high. A banner that flies across this land. That all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. We wanna see, we wanna see, we wanna see Jesus lifted high. By step we're moving forward, little by little taking ground. Every prayer's a powerful weapon. Strongholds come tumbling down and down and down and down. We wanna see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land. All men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven.
Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I'll praise you all my days.
Perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will obey your word.
Want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will but yours be done.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You take me into the land.
We will conquer in your name.
And proclaim that Jesus reigns.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
Hail, hail, line of Judah.
How wonderful you are.
How wonderful you are. How wonderful you are.
Praise the Lord.
Why I'm thankful, why I sing and shout. You ask me why I'm thankful when this world is full of doubt. Ask me what I found that makes me feel this way. I found it at the mourner's bench when I began to pray. That is why I'm thankful. That
that's why I sing and shout. God put something in my heart that I can shout about. Thankful 'cause he heard my prayers and answered me that day. I'm thankful 'cause he saved me in that good old-fashioned way. Told me about a man that walked the shores of Galilee, that opened up the blinded eyes of them that could not see. They told me that he healed the sick and made the dumb to talk. He also said unto the lame, take up thy bed and walk. That is why I'm thankful, that's why I sing and shout. God put something in my heart that I can shout about. Thankful 'cause he heard my prayers and answered me that day. I'm thankful 'cause he saved me that good old-fashioned way. That is why I'm thankful, that's why I sing and shout. God put something in my heart that I can't shout about. Thankful 'cause he heard my prayers and answered me that day. I'm thankful 'cause he saved me that good old-fashioned way.
Give the Lord a cheer. Praise you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the strengthening of my faith. And most of all, Lord, thank you for going out the doors with me and being with me and being beside me throughout every day, so that when I fall, I can rely on you to pick me up. And I thank you and I love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
City, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. They rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army.
He is here,
and he wants to be among us. He is here, as we gather in his name. He is here, and he wants to work a wonder. He is here. As we gather in his name. The trumpet in Zion, Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion,
down the aisle. City, they brought on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. Rush on the city, they run on the walls. Great is the army that carries out his word. The Lord utters his voice before his army. The Lord utters his voice before his army. He is here. And he's walking among us. He is here. He is here. As we gather in his name, he is here. He is here. And he wants to work a wonder. He is here. He is here. As we gather in his name. Oh, the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Oh, the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Oh, the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Oh, the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Sound the alarm.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.